This is Dial a Saint introducing Charles Lwanga. We all know that God loves us without limit, and that Christ died for us because of his love. The question we must answer is, how great is our love for Christ, and what are we willing to do to show that we truly love him? The year was 1882, and Charles Lwanga lived in Buganda, a section of Uganda, Africa. Missionaries had just arrived from France and Algeria to open centers where they could instruct the children in reading, writing, and religion. The local ruling chiefs and the king were pleased because they knew that these children would someday be able to trade and deal with the European nations which were interested in establishing colonies on the African continent. Some of these children were in the court of the king and helped as messengers and tax collectors between the different villages and towns. Charles held a high position in the court of a local chieftain, and, out of curiosity one day, asked several messengers whom he found praying about their God. He was directed to a mission where he received religious instruction and later baptized. Charles was a good wrestler, in fact, so good that when the old king of Buganda died, his son, Mwanga, the new king, invited him to the court to arrange athletic meets and act as the head of all the young messengers or pages who helped in the king's daily activities. However, Mwanga viewed the country and all his people as his own personal possessions. Whatever he wished was good because he wished it. In this light, he saw the young pages as not just court helpers, but as objects to be used for his homosexual desires. Those who were Christians knew that this was wrong, and realized that the only right action was to refuse him when he called. Beside using drugs, the king was afraid of a possible invasion by the countries of Europe to take his land. The pagan court advisers quickly pointed out how the Christians must be traitors because they recognized someone else as their god and disobeyed the king's evil desires. When Charles first came into the king's household, he, along with several others, began to conduct classes for religious instruction. He taught how the human person was given dignity by God and how the king should be obeyed only in things which were good. Tension between the king and the new Christians increased, until one day the king accused one adult of praying and had him executed. His death inspired many young pages to seek baptism, since they sensed that a persecution might begin. It did begin some time later, when the king returned earlier than expected from a hunting trip. He found only a few pages on hand to welcome him. He learned that everyone else was in religion class being taught by Charles at the same time. The king demanded that all Christians be brought before him and said that all who refused to stop praying would be burned to death. Charles and all 15 of his class refused to stop praying. Their attitude so impressed the palace guards that two of them joined the group, which was then condemned to die. They were forced to walk 40 miles to their place of execution. Witnesses from each town were required to attend, and everyone was surprised by the fact that the young Christians prayed, sang hymns, and recited the rosary the entire week before their deaths. Charles was slowly roasted to death, and the rest of his companions were tied and placed between layers of wood, which was then set on fire. The only sound which was heard beside the chanting of the executioners were the victims as they prayed to God until their voices were stilled by death. Charles and his heroic band was declared to be saints in heaven in 1964. The example of their love made such an impression on their countrymen that thousands sought instruction and baptism. Charles saw the depth of Christ's love and gave his loyalty, love and life in return. How deep is our love for God? What can we do to prove that we love him? Thank you for calling Dial a Saint. Recorded stories about Mary, the saints, and other literature is available, as well as free handouts to share with friends. To receive these, you may leave your name and address, but please spell difficult words, or you may write to Dial a Saint, Post Office Box 228, Vienna, Virginia, 22183. A new saint will be introduced next Sunday. Thank you for calling, and please call again.